You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and wanted to share with you some highlights of programs coming up this week. We've got a number of great programs. And before I get to that, I want to say thanks to all of you who joined in the fun and the partnership of celebrating Share-a-thon with us this year, Share-a-thon 2015. What a great time. It was great. It was like a family reunion, seeing all the guests, some frequent guests, but some that we don't get to see in person a whole lot. Some came and normally we have on the phone, came here in studio. It was nice to have some time with them and some of our underwriters. Great to have them in studio as well. It was a wonderful time. And it was just a great celebration of the partnership that God has given us to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ around the globe. And to see all this collaboration coming together, to be able to continue this ministry with the great programs that we get to share here on Worldwide KFUO, when we're studying God's Word, when we're talking about our Christian vocations and the lives that God has given us, He's called us to serve our neighbor, and we have the opportunity to study God's Word and to support one another in those Christian vocations that God has given us. And thank you very much for your support and being a part of Worldwide KFUO. If you did not get a chance to join in on Share-a-thon, you can still do that. You can still support Worldwide KFUO. Just go to our website, kfuo.org, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little button that says Give Now. And you can do that. Just click on that Give Now button, and that'll take you to a page where you can make your pledge online to support Worldwide KFUO. There are still day sponsor opportunities as well if you're interested in becoming a day sponsor. We talked a little bit about that throughout the Share-a-thon, and that's an opportunity to support Worldwide KFUO. You can do that throughout the year through making regular donations each month, or you can do it as a one-time gift as well. And then throughout that day, you choose a special day, and throughout that day, we get to share your message, giving thanks to God for whatever that special occasion might be, or maybe just maybe it's not a special occasion, but you just want to choose a particular day to give thanks to God for the opportunity to hear the gospel on Worldwide KFUO. Well, you can find out more about that on our website, kfuo.org. Just go to the Give Now section in the upper right-hand corner, click on that, and that'll give you a chance to support Worldwide KFUO. Well, a number of programs coming up this week. Faith and Family on Wednesday, really looking forward to this. Meeting a new blogger. We're going to talk with Ann Jens. She's the Director of Marketing and Communications for WLCFS, Christian Family Solutions in Germantown, Wisconsin. And she's a new blogger for Forward in Christ, which is a publication online and in print. And they have a new parenting section. And so I'm looking forward to talking with Ann about, some differences in parenting styles. She takes a nice approach to that in her blog. And we'll also talk with the importance of a mother and a father for children. We're going to take a look at that from a medical perspective, actually. We're going to take a look at that with our friends from the American College of Pediatricians. We'll talk with President Dr. Michelle Critella. She's president of the American College of Pediatricians, and we love having them on Faith and Family as well. Always great to have a conversation with our friends over at the American College of Pediatricians. She gives us this helpful perspective on why it's important for the health and just the well-being and development of children that they have mothers and fathers in their lives. Now, obviously, we realize that can't always be the case, but when that's possible, that's really what's best for children. So we'll talk with her about that coming up on Wednesday on Faith and Family. Faith and Family is 10 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday. And also on Wednesday, we revisit World Lutheran News during the 2 o'clock hour. And Kip Allen, who is our journalist for World Lutheran News, has put together a great interview. Recently had an interview with Ramona Belova of Slezsky Diakony, which is, I believe, a diaconal mission in the Baltic. And he's going to talk with her on Wednesday. Well, that's actually a repeat of Saturday's program. So you can catch that at 2 o'clock Wednesday Central Time. Kip does a great job of gathering these stories from Lutherans around the world to tell the work and show what's going on with our brothers and sisters in Christ around the globe. And, so I hope you can tune in on Tuesday or Wednesday at 2 o'clock for World Lutheran News, that repeat broadcast with Kip Allen. Joining me in studio this morning, Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast here at Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Andy.
How's it looking outside?
It's a sprinkling, but it's nice.
Good, good. I know it was just a little bit of rain, a little bit of sprinkle when I came in. Doesn't look like we're going to get too much rain this morning.
No.
Well, what do you have for us this week? I know Book Talk is going strong, and I've been seeing the messages come in. Folks are sending in their requests or their responses to be entered in a drawing.
Right, and we're giving away another book today on Cross Defense. Our underwriter of both that program, Cross Defense and Book Talk, Luther Academy, is a publisher, and so they've given us a lot of free books to give away. So tune in both of those this afternoon, 2 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the apologetic of suffering and evil, one of the larger hangups that non-believers have against Christianity, and how can a loving, all-powerful God allow such terrible things to happen? And there are terrible things. Mm-hmm. Our guest knows of them firsthand, Dr. Greg Schultz, who teaches theology and philosophy at Concordia University, Wisconsin. He's gone through it. He's lost two children to terrible, terrible disease. Mm-hmm. And he wrote, to me, one of the most inspiring, it's a touching book called The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Pain. And so he'll talk about that. You know, he's a good theologian, a good philosopher, but he says, you know, hey, it kind of leaves you short when you just hear these scholarly academic, ivory tower responses. So he's got a different take on it. So that'll be good on Cross Defense today at 2. And then Friday on Book Talk, CPH is putting together a collection of the writings of C.F.W. Walther, the first president of Missouri Synod, about church fellowship. And of course, you know, he really knew that topic because he was trying to form the Missouri Synod. And so, you know, on what basis do you have pulpit and altar fellowship? And so we're going to talk with Dr. Marty Nolan. Of course, CFW wasn't available on Friday. So Dr. Nolan, who's really a good historian in his own right, he's going to talk about this neat new book. And so anybody that's interested in, you know, why are there so many different confessional bodies in Christianity? And some people even hold that against Christianity. You know, hey, you guys can't even get your act together. So we're going to talk about that.
Now, can you tell us what books you're giving away, or are they the books that you're discussing, or are they other books?
They're other books. We've got a whole set of the confessional Lutheran dogmatics, which Luther Academy, our underwriter, is putting out. And so I just kind of reach in the box and grab one. I'm thinking about today of giving one on the end times. The fancy name is eschatology, the Greek word eschaton.
How interesting that you brought that up. We were, just so you know, the new Left Behind movie is now available on Netflix.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is Nicolas Cage in that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I saw it when it was released in movie theaters this past year because we discussed it on Faith and Family, so I went to see it in the movie theater. But it's on Netflix now for your own viewing at
home.
That's
okay.
Well,
I think I'm going to pass. But you know, that's it evokes so much emotion with people, and you know, out throughout time, we've had these periods where people have pretty convinced they know when Jesus is going to return. I know in my old lifetime, I can tell you examples of that.
What do the scriptures say about when Jesus will return?
No one will know. No one will know. So no one can predict. So when you hear somebody trying to predict, it's not going to happen. And this idea of Jesus coming back three times, that's the one of the issues. And, you know, of course, the other one that involves in this, and we could spend the rest of the 5 minutes just talking about this, who is real true Israel? Those two things. Who is real true Israel in the Bible? And how many times does Jesus come back? Does he come back twice or three times? If you really delve into that, you will find out here's the answer. He only comes back twice, once at his incarnation, and then secondly, when he returns to judge everyone. He doesn't come back a third time secretly and rapture the church out, as this movie Left Behind and the whole book series, and I guess the movie series is going to probably, it's spectacular stuff. You know, the pilot is gone, and his mm-hmm. clothes and his pilot's hat and everything are still there, his ring and his watch and all that, but makes for some kind of great, big screen stuff, but it's not biblical.
The last half is pretty suspenseful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away in case you're going to watch it.
No, I'm not. I heard you and my buddy Pastor Sam Schulteis talking about that, right?
Yeah,
great guy, Sam. So, great programming again this week on Worldwide KFUO.
Coming up a week from today on Faith and Family, we're going to head up to Henning, Minnesota. And we're going to visit Christ Serve Ranch, which is a new venture, about 10 years in the making, actually, of Lutheran Island Camp.
Wow.
And they have a program focused on creation science there.
Is it thawed out yet, this ranch?
I think temperatures have come up enough that they've thawed out. They're getting ready for this summer, the dedication of Christ Serve Ranch, and we're going to talk with them about the programs they have going on there that are focused on creation science. It's really neat. A whole ranch dedicated to creation science. It's going to be fantastic. So looking forward to talking with them on a week from today.
On Faith and Family.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great show, Andy.
Looking forward to it. Well, So Cross Defense and Book Talk all coming up this week. We shared with what's going on in that and World Lutheran News and Concord Matters. Where are we in Concord Matters?
I don't really know. I've kind of fallen off that bandwagon, Andy. I know they were on finishing up the monastic vows.
Okay.
And I imagine they're either towards the end of that or maybe slightly ahead. I know Pastor Joshua Shear did last time, so you'll have to check it out on our website with the archives.
Sure. KFUO.org. Thank you, Rod. Great to do some program highlights with you.
My pleasure. Blessings on your day, Andy.
Thank you. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, more His Time.